Good evening to everybody. Good evening. Good evening. This is the Shir for Sunday, the 16th of August, which is in our Luach, Chav Vav, Menachemav. I do hope you're having a great time and everything is going well. We're learning today the Limud of Siman Tov Kuf Vav, Hilchos Yom Tov. We shall be learning Sif Gimel. And what we are learning is the continuation of the halachas of kneading. What we have spoken previously in the last year was about boya, very important she indeed, about the concept of sifting in preparation for kneading. Today we're going to be discussing a bit more about the losh isa b'yomtev, and let's see what we're learning tonight. Halosh isa b'yomtev, somebody who needs dough on yomtev, you're allowed to separate challah. And to bring it even to the kohen. Sure, that's permitted. Even if separated yesterday. So, once you're kneading the dough, we know there's a obligation to separate challah. You're allowed to separate the challah on Yom Tov. The answer is yes, you can. Now, although, what would be the question? Why wouldn't you not be allowed? Sif Kotten Yudzayin, three lines from the bottom, Mishnah Berurah explains. Normally, you're not allowed to make the Matnos Kahuna on Yom Tov and on Shabbos. They are all considered Mishnah Denire Kemesakein or Kemagdish. It's called normally a kind of a tikkun. It's not a physical fixing, and it's not a physical achievement, but it is a spiritual ruchniestige achievement. The fact that it's now permitted to eat, you're separating it. It's a tikkun. It's a fixing tikkun mona. You're fixing it. You're enabling now its owner to eat, and that's considered nirekem esakein. Nevertheless, it's permitted here. So we understand why it would be a problem. So why is it actually permitted? So the answer is, belosh b'yom tov lo gozu, if you're kneading it on yom tov, chachomim allowed it, because v'afilu be'en kohen lefonov, v'mokom shalach nishchalitav, kiven, since the mutu lo shlichat chile b'yom tov, since you're allowed to knead on yom tov, b'shom de pas chamot iftvei, because fresh bread is better. If something was baked on Yom Tov, it tastes a lot better, freshly baked. Therefore, they allowed also gam kene sakenisus also. So once you're allowed to bake it on Yom Tov, surely you're allowed to prepare it and arrange it for its eating, and that would include also to bring it to the kohen and separate it. Separate challah. So itiru lo yigam ken esaken isosuf lo yitzim en etavon. So that's all. Since you're allowed to knead it, the reason we're allowed to knead it is because freshly baked bread is nicer. And since you're allowed to bake it, you're also allowed to be mafresh challah, because it wouldn't make sense otherwise. So therefore, separation of challah is permitted, and even bring it to the kohen. Continues Shulchan Aruch, Avol Bat, Iso, Shenishoy Shemerev Yom Tov, but if it was baked before Yom Tov, also, that would then be also ready. Lahafresh menu challah Yom Tov, then if you separate it, if you baked it before Yom Tov, it wouldn't make sense to allow its separation to take place on Yom Tov. So if you bake before Yom Tov, you've got to separate challah before Yom Tov. So what happens if you forgot? What happens if you baked challah, if you baked bread on Erev Yom Tov, and you forgot to separate it? How are you going to deal with it? So the eight is as follows. Elo, says the Ramo, page 240. Elo, only oichel, you should eat, meshaya, ktas, you should leave a bit over. And by leaving over, so you should eat that bread and leave something over. And after Yom Tov mafresh min ha-meshuyeh challah, and then from the leftovers on after Yom Tov, you should be separating challah. You're allowed to eat non-separated challah on Yom Tov as long as you separate it, some of it, and you're ensuring you're going to be separating within that some challah tomorrow. So the actual separation for the sake of challah, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, but to separate, to divide, to half, to take a portion away of the challah for the next day, and from within that you're going to separate challah, that's permitted. You're also allowed to bake this bread, knowing that you're going to eat some of it. And you're going to separate challah afterwards. So although you haven't separated it yet, you're allowed to bake it, because you know you're going to be able to eat it. Assuming you're going to take some off, even once it's baked, and the next day you're going to separate challah from the leftovers. Top of the page. And if you wish, you can in fact need even more on Yom Tov. And you merge them. Tziruf we've spoken about. Tziruf works by having two doughs, and by merging them together, you can separate one challah for both of them. And so if you merge them, you can separate one challah for both of them, and it actually works. One more point. What happens if you actually did separate it on Yom Tov? Are you allowed to bake the separated part on Yom Tov? So obviously the part that you're going to eat, that's obviously okay to bake. But you're allowed to bake the separated dough. That separated dough, you're allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. So surely the answer would be no, because you can't eat it. We are at Tmeim, so you're allowed to eat it. Would you be allowed to bake it? So that is discussed in Sif Dalet, but we've got to appreciate at this point already that in principle it's going to be awesome. The short story for today, Chaznish once said something which I think is something to think about. Chaznish once said that there's one thing a person never ever regrets. Everything that a person does, or there's always a chance that a person might regret it. There's one thing that a person will never ever regret, he says, and that's shtika, to be quiet and calm and silent. He said that a person never ever regretted being silent. So whilst everything else, sometimes you regret doing, you feel, oh, I shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't have said that, there's always chances that you might have made a mistake. There's one thing that a person never ever regrets, and that is shtika. La'olam lo yischarati al shtika, and never ever regretted being quiet and being silent. I wish you a very good evening.